Exclusive, Representative Denver Riggleman, Green New Deal, Socialism for Dummies. By Michelle Moons on February 11, 2019. Representative Denver Riggleman, RVA. Define the Democrats' Green New Deal as just another word for socialism on Sirius XM Breitbart News Sunday with host Amanda House. It's almost like an Orwellian absurdity. It's like socialism for dummies, Riggleman told radio listeners. Science has advanced in a way where human life, we can identify and protect human life at much earlier stages. And you always hear the Democrats talking about science, so let's talk about science a little more. Is this Green New Deal actually in line with science? No, it's not, he resolved. He pointed to Democrats trying to downplay their proposal that farting cows are a problem. The congressman cited George Orwell in 1984 defining socialism as a boot stamping on a human face forever. I just don't quite understand how the government, with all their failings, can somehow decide what's best for me and what's best for my life, said Riggleman. The Green New Deal is like doublethink, it's like ignorance is strength. There's no such thing as a Green New Deal. Let's use free market principles. The Green New Deal, it's just another word for socialism, he went on. If anybody reads it, it really is, it's socialism for dummies. House asked the congressman why he thinks there is a growing popularity for socialism across the country. I think it's historical ignorance, said Riggleman. He made a distinction between what those backing Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez are pushing, a right to a good life, and what he pegged as the inalienable right to pursue a good life. Riggleman then posed the question, who defines a good life? Does the government define a good life? He then answered, I'll define a good life for myself, thank you very much. He said the individual is much stronger when he or she can decide for themselves. He called to fight socialism to its last breath. Border security is not controversial. Stopping infanticide is not controversial, right? Said Riggleman. People choosing to live the way they want to live is not controversial. Everything that they're running for is that government has some sort of overwhelming or overriding influence in your life. It is time for a massive pushback from people who believe in liberty and freedom. He pointed to his own experience in his business. Being pounded by the government for years as the catalyst that pushed him to get involved in the legislative process. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.